Shady neighbors. What did you guys find out about your neighbors? We need to hear some stories from you guys. Maybe you moved in or they moved in. And what was it that you found out that was a little shady about your neighbors?
I was the shady neighbor in my old neighborhood.
Of course you were.
I was so because I went from living up in the Blue Ridge Mountains to living in a neighborhood where houses are all right beside you.
Okay.
As you could tell, that's probably an adjustment for someone like me who was born and raised here in the South. And so I would freely take all my guns from, like, my car and, like, walk around with them outside, like, to bringing them in because I'd go shooting and I'd come back.
Mm-hmm. You weren't, like, waving them or anything.
No, I wasn't waving them, but I know, like, in the middle of the day at 3 o'clock, Grandma across the street looking at me going, that guy has an assault rifle.
All right, hang on. If you're taking guns to a shooting range, aren't you supposed to have them in a case?
Not in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah,
Lauren.
I mean, like, you do.
Like, I was in the country.
There's, well, hang on. There's things called gun racks that you put in the back of your pickup. But I mean, there's the different things you know.
I mean, yeah, you're the shady neighbor if you're even walking into a firing range with your, like, shotgun slung over your shoulder.
The one that I remember is we grew up in this town in northern New Jersey. It was just, you know, a little town right outside of New York City. People commuted into the city.
Yeah.
And this one house was a pretty big house. A lot of people thought the guy was a stockbroker, made a ton of money. All of a sudden, the FBI and all the state troopers and the police invade the house one day randomly. And it turns out that they had cocaine packed in the walls of their house.
That is nuts.
Yep.
How do you get it out if you want it?
I guess you cut it open with a razor? I don't know.
You know, like if it's in the walls, it's like you got to get a sledgehammer just to get it out.
Not doing you any good in there.
Yeah, I would put it in an easier location.
No, you got to hide it, I guess, in case, you know, somebody comes over. But that's the way, you know, shady neighbors are found out.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I wonder if anyone, like, lived next to someone who was, like, I don't know, like on the news and stuff. That's always weird.
Yeah, there was a big gun bust in California, and one of my girlfriends lived behind the house, and she was live streaming the whole entire thing, like, as SWAT was coming in, FBI,
everyone.
Oh, my gosh. This was about a guy, maybe, like, a year and a half ago.
Yeah. But now every time she looks at the house, that's the memory that, right? I mean, that's the other thing. That's the sad part about
having shady neighbors.
Yeah, or, like, living in a neighborhood. In general, mm-hmm. You just, like, you know, what happens if, like, across the street from you, Lorraine, something really bad happens?
No, yeah. That didn't happen.
Then when you come home, you look at that house all the time and it strikes up the memory.
When I was very little, we lived in the city before I got older. And my parents always told me this story, how two houses down from us, someone shot a police officer and killed him at that house. And, like, I remember growing up, is that house was always like the creepy haunted looking mm-hmm. house that looked the yard was never kept, you know,
and it was the memory every time you passed it.
I was in my head like, oh yes, an awful thing happened there.
Right.
Yeah, so that definitely, and it like stained your neighborhood.
Yeah,
you're not going there when you're trick-or-treating.
No, we did not.